Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Yesterday was not an easy day considering the heat when we were fasting as well. Not simple at all. And as everybody, of course, not only Jews, but everybody around is suffering from this incredible, incredible heat. Well, the question is this, is this unusual? Should we be panicking? You know me, I have a high level of anxiety. I panic about just about anything. But the question is, how unusual is this? Liesl Dyson, meteorologist and lecturer at University of Pretoria. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Morning. It's nice to be with you this morning, in this nice and warm morning.
Well, you're in Pretoria, so that makes it even warmer. But is this strange? Is this unusual? Should we be panicking, is really what I'm asking.
No, never panic. Take a deep breath. No, but seriously, this itself is not unusual. So usually at the start of summer, we get these heat waves happening. It happened last year and the year before. So the heat waves in itself is not unusual. What is unusual is the regularity with which it is starting to happen. It's happening more and more often now. You know, the climate change projections shows us that temperatures are increasing. And over Africa, there's an accelerated increase in temperature. And these temperature increases are not gradual. Although, in reality, these increases in temperature occurs because of events like this. That there's very hot for a short period of time, and then it's normal again, and then it's very hot again. So it's the extreme events that is increasing, which is a bit of a problem. Mm. We saw, for instance, in the past summer over Europe, that there was extreme heat waves there as well.
That's right. I forgot about that. You're right. Mm.
And there's, you know, cities and towns which build a whole industry on snow tourism is, there's no snow anymore. So it's becoming a real, unfortunately, it's a real issue. And instead of panicking, I think we should see what we can do to help curb climate change and our CO2 emissions and this type of thing to try to reverse this process.
Before we go there, the fact that it hasn't rained yet and we are into the first week of October, is that unusual?
That's also not that unusual. Usually the first rain starts round about this time. So there's no, some people speak about the 10th of October, but there's no fixed date that the rainfall is supposed to start. But all the projections, the seasonal forecast projections, I have a colleague here, Professor Willem Landman at the university who does seasonal forecast, my colleagues at the weather service, everybody is predicting that the summer will be above normal. The summer rainfall will be above normal. So it will start. We just have to be a little bit patient a little bit longer.
Mm. When do we hope that'll be? Because, you know, I keep looking at the week in advance, and although Friday was predicted originally to be about 40 or 50% chance of rain in Johannesburg, I've just watched that number coming down to about 17%. So every time we think we're going to get some rain, it just doesn't seem to be materializing.
Yeah, you know, this heat wave, by the way, it happens because of the high pressure system that's situated in like 5 kilometers above ground level, and then it pushes down. Mm-hmm. The high pressure causes subsidence, and as the air descends, it heats up, and that's why it's so warm. But in a strange way, this also makes conditions very favorable for thunderstorm development.
Right.
The only thing that we need now is a little bit of moisture. So as soon as we get some moisture inflow into the summer rainfall area, I think we're going to start to see some good thunderstorms. I had a quick look at some of the predictions for tomorrow.
Yes.
And it does look as if tomorrow and the weekend, it does look as if tomorrow, especially in the southeastern parts of Gauteng.
Right.
And maybe to the Eifel of Mpumalanga, that there's a chance of some thunderstorms. Oh. I don't know that there's going to be significant rainfall, but at least some thunderstorm development, and the cloud development, of course, will in itself suppress some of these high temperatures just because it offers some shade. So there is a slight chance of some thunderstorms in the afternoon over the weekend.
That'll be absolutely amazing. In terms of the temperatures that we've seen, do you predict that if we look at these types of numbers, are we going to start seeing more of these numbers?
Okay, so these, with the, With the above normal rainfall that is predicted for the summer season, it's a natural consequence that the temperatures will be close to normal and not so high. That doesn't mean it's going to be cold. It just means that we don't expect these 40s and 42s temperatures to occur in late summer. Another interesting thing, this time of the year, it's quite dry.
We can feel it.
So when you sweat, the sweat evaporates from your skin and that cools you down. But later in summer, when there's much more moisture in the air, with the same temperatures, you feel much worse. Because there's so much moisture in the air, it doesn't evaporate so effectively. So you feel, you just feel very uncomfortable then. So, the moisture also plays a role in how you feel about the heat, or how you eat.
A very, very interesting. That's where we leave it. Liesl Dyson, meteorologist and lecturer at University of Pretoria, talking to us about this heat wave.